Thank you so much, Madam Chair, honorable colleagues. I'm pleased to join you this morning at the Permanent Forum. I came as soon as I could, and I bring greetings on behalf of the Government of Canada. I want to certainly begin by congratulating the new chair of the Permanent Forum, Dr. June Sumer, for assuming your new role, and to all the panelists for your wisdom, your wonderful words to start us off. Let me turn to my remarks. Canadians of African descent have made countless incredible contributions that have made Canada the country we know and love today, contributions that have enriched every aspect of Canadian society. But we know we cannot build a truly inclusive and equitable world for people of African descent without first recognizing and celebrating their distinct culture and heritage. Since endorsing the decade in 2018, Canada has recognized more than 40 people, places, and events of national historic significance that reflect the important contributions of Black communities to Canada's shared heritage. This includes designations of locations such as Africville, a historic Black community in the province of Nova Scotia, the recognition of people such as Black loyalist Richard Pierpoint, and anti-slavery activist Mary Ann Shedd. But we also know that we have to do more. That's why we have put in place programs like the Community Support for Black Canadian Youth Initiative and multiculturalism and anti-racism programs to combat discrimination and foster the promotion of Black history, culture, and identity at the grassroots to unlearn and learn. However, Canada also knows as we move forward, we must continue to be deliberate and persistent in this recognition. I often say that in Canada, diversity is a fact, but inclusion is a choice. And when we make that choice, the choice to be inclusive, the choice to recognize and celebrate the culture of people of African descent, Canada wins, Canadians win, and the world wins. Thank you, merci.